Sanctions in Iran could change attitudes toward ministry. Microenterprise brings color to a church ministry in Senegal. And World by Radio puts new leadership at the helm. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. New sanctions against Iran will make a bad economic situation even worse. That's a concern and an opportunity for Sat-7 Pars, Christian satellite television for the Iranian people. Sat-7's David Harder says young people are especially troubled.
More sanctions for them will just mean one more thing that makes their future outlook more difficult. So many people are spiritually searching. They're wondering, they're not finding answers. And they're using their satellite dishes to get information that they couldn't get any other way.
While the government lacks support, Harder says,
unfortunately, with more sanctions, sometimes that drives people to support the regime they otherwise wouldn't out of sort of a national pride. Hopefully more people won't go that direction, and people who are searching will be able to tune into Sat-7 Pars and receive spiritual nourishment and answers.
With drug and suicide rates high, Sat-7 knows young people are searching. Pray that they find Sat-7 and the hope of Christ. Meanwhile, in Nepal, demands of the Maoists have caused government deadlock and elections are postponed indefinitely. The least reached area of Nepal, controlled by Maoists, has earned the title the Wild West. Partners International's new Tikapur Training Center aims to change that. Tom Chandler says leaders from the center plant churches with vision.
One of the first priorities then of that new church is to reach the neighboring tribal groups where they have normally some kind of a kinship relationship to bring the gospel into that group. So this is a very grassroots level kind of movement.
Chandler says the persecution only causes growth.
Now that the church has begun to grow some, there's been more and more of an acceptance of the fact that Christianity is going to continue there. So a little bit of the persecution has dropped off.
Pray for wisdom and strength as this infant church lays the foundation for the future of the church in Nepal. You're listening to Mission Network News. Senegal is a moderate Muslim country. Farms International's Nathan McLaughlin says Christians there face hurdles when it comes to renting homes, building churches, enrolling their children in school, and obtaining financing. In many cases, Farms Microenterprise plays a key role in change.
It's just a great growth story. They built a church. They're looking at some opportunities to build schools for children where the gospel can be taught.
He says they recently helped one family buy art supplies for the paintings they made and sold to the tourists and the hospitality industry. That led to an open door for evangelistic work because,
you know, they've been a part of Farms. The increased tithing, the witness and the testimony really helps to spread the gospel in areas that are very close to the gospel right now.
McLaughlin says with their help, the church is able to build on the future of Senegal.
Farms is just providing these people a level playing field by providing them money that they need to build a business that's productive.
Next, Book of Hope is touring the United States to bring people to Christ. They've joined Shout Fest, a traveling one-day Christian music festival targeting youth with testimonies and inspiring speakers. Young adults can enjoy the music of more than 15 contemporary Christian artists while the Book of Hope is handed out. On the first weekend, they handed out more than 17,000 books of hope, and almost 300 people came to Christ. Pray God's blessing for the next 17 concert dates. And the president of Far East Broadcasting Company, Greg Harris, has been elected as chairman of the executive committee of World by Radio. World by Radio is a media consortium dedicated to reaching the world for Christ through a collection of major radio companies, including FEBC, Transworld Radio, and HCJB Global. With their collective strengths, it's exciting to see the evangelistic impact they'll have on the world. Please pray for Harris as he undertakes his new duties. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available the free book, A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. It's a story of one man's mission that will prepare you for God's work at home and abroad. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.